or trying to quickly figure it out. No, this remembered interaction and my ambivalence about it were going to stay, despite my wish for it to move on. And then I found my way to relate to it, and it stayed a little while longer, until it dissipated on its own. We come to meditation to quiet our mind. This can be done by connecting with our thoughts, rather than stopping our thoughts. It can be done by being in them and seeing what keeps them going. And it can be done in a kind and gentle way, requiring minimal effort. So why isn't this approach to meditation commonly taught? Most people believe it won't work, so they never try it. They have been told that allowing thinking in meditation will lead to more thinking, that meditation is about getting out of the head and into the body, that you need to concentrate on a single object, such as the breath, in order for thoughts to die down, or that your true experience is beyond thought, transcending it completely. So they never let themselves think while meditating, and for them, thoughts become the enemy. Thinking too much in meditation is made into a problem when it really isn't one. It is just as natural to think about things, make plans, have fantasies, analyze, and problem solve while meditating as it is to feel your breath and body sensations. There is nothing wrong with thinking in meditation. You do it all the time.